Good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the Oregon Board of Education. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance and then a moment of silence for two people. Mr. John Fellhauer, who was a Spanish teacher at Clay, and a former student who graduated last June, Mr. Austin Kegley, who also has a sister here. We'd like to remember that family.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, Mrs. Fruth.
Mr. Shea.
Present.
Mrs. Miller.
Here.
Mrs. Molnar.
Here.
And Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
May I have a motion to adopt the agenda as written, please?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar.
Yes. Mr. McNeil, we're ready for student government report.
Hi, so I just wanted to first start out by saying that we are planning that hopefully at the next board meeting we'll be able to bring the middle schoolers, have a few volunteers from there. We're also looking at hopefully bringing some other members from student government. Even if they're not, you know, up here speaking and presenting, at least they can get to see what it's like, some sophomores and juniors to be able to see, you know, what the process is like in the future. So some stuff student government has been working on lately. We have some four or five different volunteers to work on cleaning up one of the courtyards outside of it was the one, I think, not the alumni courtyard, but the one outside Mr. Brunz's and Mr. Mm-hmm. Cooney's room. We have some people that are willing to meet with Mr. Waterbury first and a few other people from student government, and then meet with Mr. Jersky and Mr. Ziggray about exactly what to do out there, how to clean it up, and just make it look better in general. I think hopefully that could be done, at least all those meetings could be done by the end of the month. That's one of our objectives that we're looking at having done. That's something that we've been talking about for a few years by now, but I think this is hopefully the first time that we can get that rolling. We're also looking at having our first actual town hall discussion for students to come to during Stride. Also hopefully by the end of the month or maybe in the beginning of next month. Obviously, it's really busy with homecoming, planning all this stuff for homecoming, but that's one of the objectives that we want to have going. Last year, we were able to have one of those, and hopefully we're thinking about making that like a monthly thing this year, so we can have that repeated. For student government, for homecoming, we're looking at some different things with the budget this year. One of the cool things I think that we're looking at doing is spending more on the DJ than in the past, because what we've generally done in the past is we like split up decorations and the DJ with our homecoming budget. This year we're looking at spending a lot more like on the DJ and less on decorations, because DJ is offering, you know, their entertainment company is offering to do a lot of the decorations for us. He said that he can bring like a laser technician for us for the school, and just like all these other things that he's listed, that instead of us having to go and make the centerpieces and stuff. That's one of the cool things we're looking forward to doing. And then our homecoming is on October 6th this year. So that was our date for homecoming. We also recently invested a lot of time. We had four or five people working on the grant writing for that initiative. In the end, I think we ended up writing 20-something pages or something in like one weekend from that. But it ended up being that the requirements for the infrastructure from that we realized were too big. Mr. Waterbury had one of his relatives, who is a grant writer, work with us on that for a while. And we came to the conclusion that like one of the things we want to look at doing in the future is maybe making that more localized project, like in Northwest Ohio. So something that we could consider doing is if we were able to receive funding for it, we could create like a program that would maybe create the video, like here at Clay, we could create the videos, we could work, you know, with Career and Tech to create the videos on how to prevent excessive blood loss. Maybe we could lend these videos and the training tools if we purchased more with funding to schools around the area, so we could spread that and become the center. That way we could become like a regional area for Northwest Ohio. That was something that we're considering doing like maybe later in the year and having that continue into the coming years. That was something that we just wanted to ask if you have any just ideas in general of where we could receive funding for like grant opportunities in Northwest Ohio, because I know like a lot of them have a specific window. But just in general, I mean, we were thinking about reaching out to the Oregon Schools Foundation as one for sure. And then maybe other organizations just in Northwest Ohio. I don't know when their grant period is, but like United Way or...
Well, I think, Nick, you need to have your scope and your plan, kind of like what you did with St. Charles, ready to go, and then see what it matches.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how I could help you a little bit more and just kind of see, you know, when you got a full scope of what it costs or what you hope to accomplish and all those types of things. Because if you go in with just kind of a general plan and start asking these kind of folks, you're not going to get anywhere.
Right.
But if you go in with a pretty solid, and it sounds like that's your idea, plans, and then, you know, might be another company. It might not even be a grant.
Right.
Never know.
Okay. So
that's just my thoughts. I mean, I don't want to speak for the board, but I think any of us will do whatever we can to help you out with the project. It's certainly needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's everything I had. Is there anything, you know, I know at the last board meeting I brought up the idea if there's anything that you want to see happen in the future. Are there any ideas that you want to see, like, reported on in the future or anything you want student government to work on?
No, I think you're doing it. I mean, you're right on track.
Very, very good job.
We'll work with your student government advisor, Mr. Jersky, and myself, and, you know, in terms of district projects, but then we can report on those if they... You're going to run out of time real fast. Your senior year is going to fly, right. So don't overwhelm yourself. Do as much as you can and do it well. But sometimes not taking on too much is the right way, but doing what you are taking on in a great way, you know? So you'll be blinking an eye, and it will be March, April.
Just very pleased with what you've
done. Proud of you, absolutely.
Thank you.
Really good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks.
And we're going to add 5 and a half here. Ms. Beth Kohler is going to talk about Suicide Prevention Week that they had here at the district.
She's got her Vanna White to hold stuff up and everything, right?
And, yeah. Well, good evening.
Do you need some help? Oh, man.
Tonight, the Clay High School Counseling Department would like to present to you the pledge that we had implemented during our Mental Health Awareness Week that we had between, the week of September 10th. Each day, we had a different awareness color for a different area we would like to see more prevention in. Obviously, we had, for Monday, we had green for depression awareness. We had... Tuesday was orange awareness for self-injury or harm. Wednesday was blue awareness for addiction, various types. As well as Thursday, we had yellow awareness that was for suicide. We ended the week on Thursday just because we had Football Friday. We have a theme for that. So we ended it on Thursday with a very positive note. We had the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition come in and present to the whole student body at Clay High School about suicide prevention, as well as what to do and how to be a friend and how to combat and cope. So we did that. And what was really cool is that when we reached out, the speaker happened to be a 2005 Clay High School graduate. So that was something that was really cool. Along with just putting the week together, we had a lot of support, and that would include visual communications group here at Clay High School. That program, they created some like 60-second videos for each of the various awareness days, and those were on Twitter. We had Limelighters, Volunteer Focus, Cheerleaders, and Student Government help make signs for each of the days. You could probably see them indicated in different various hallways. They're still up at this point, representing each of the days that we were bringing awareness to, as well as we had a lot of community support by liking and retweeting our various mental health awareness tweets that we put out on our own handle, as well as the Clay High School handle. We definitely wanted to put a special thank you to Jim Jersky as well as Hal Gregory for their support for this initiative. It was, when we presented it to them, there was no hesitation when we pitched the idea. So that was a wonderful opportunity that we were able to take an idea, run with it, and make it something that I think was pretty fantastic. As you are all aware, we combat these issues in our department almost every single day, not as well as across the school district, as well as our whole community and the USA and world. It is our hope that we brought a little bit of awareness to the CHS students that they know that we're not only supporting them in their academics, but also in their social and social emotional aspects of their lives. So thank you.
So you said it right at the beginning, and I missed it, but you were presenting
this
the actual banner.
Kristen,
and
yep. So this was our pledge that we did during lunch periods in the cafeteria, Monday through Thursday. We use hashtag CZAwkward so students could embrace having that initial conversation with their friends. I'm struggling. I notice you're struggling. And they trace their hands as a pledge to, you know, help each other and be honest and have that communication and conversation with their friends and family members. So we had a lot of students, and we didn't even have to ask. They came right forward. They wanted to participate. They wanted to trace their hands. They wanted to pledge, and it was really important to them. So
the awkward is that awkward is conversation
that
or
initial,
that awkward initial piece.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So our theme was I've Got Your Back.
And I did see you on TV. You were on TV on one of the news channels.
You saw me on TV?
No, the speaker down in the auditorium was on TV.
Yeah, she was.
That was
excellent.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I missed that one.
That's
awesome.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the signs on your mirrors are great. I love the signs on your mirrors. In the bath, you explain.
Go ahead. Sure? Yes. The signs in the bathroom that Ms. Monar is referring to is a grant that we got from the Oregon Schools Foundation that we applied for last year. All the signs, they come from a company called See Your Strength. They're there to show the support to individuals where they find, the refuge sometimes is just going to the bathroom to get out of the classroom. They're there to just remind them that they have that inner strength or remember, you know, they have more than what they're thinking. And all the, there's just various motivative, like types of motivational signs that are up in each of the bathrooms. Actually, we have them out in the football stadium as well. Mm-hmm. We're working on getting them out to the soccer field at this time. We forgot. Honestly, it was like, wait, they don't have just porta potties out there. They actually have a real bathroom. And then also in each of the bathrooms, they do have a the National Suicide Prevention Hotline in there as well. So we're just trying to bring that awareness, letting them know, yes, you know, test scores matter. Yes, your academics matter. But the whole person is what really matters to us here in the Oregon schools.
Did a great job putting everything together. Very pleased with it.
Thank you. Our next endeavor is to spend a little bit more of the grant money. And I had questioned the individual, I guess the company owner, that I was like, so do you have colored ones? Like, because they're only black and like black right now. And if we put them on any of the stalls, all of our doors are black, so they're not going to show up. And she actually just got back to me 2 days ago. Her name is Amber. Now I remember her name. She said, I'm going to add color to the winter catalog after you inquired. So I'm waiting for winter, and we will have colored ones for different bathroom stalls now. That was actually just like yesterday. So
there you go. Made a change.
Yeah.
Positive. Well, thank you so much, guys. Very, very much. And awesome. So is that something that you would like us to keep?
Yes.
And then we can present somewhere or hang up somewhere?
Wherever
awesome.
Whatever you would like to see. We just wanted to show that it was just super awesome that the students would come up
absolutely.
And just do that. And, you know, it's just an easy visual to the students to say, yeah, they recognize that that's going on. Yeah, it's maybe in their own lives. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a family member. Whatever it may be. It doesn't need to be actually said all the time. Sometimes it is just putting that hand on someone's back and just realizing and noticing that they're going through something.
Somebody's there for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, moving to item 7, public participation at board meetings. I have no cards. Do you have a card?
I have a card. I don't know if anyone wants to speak.
Okay. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio taped and will be available on the district website. And please turn off all personal devices. Item number 8, public hearing. This is a public hearing regarding the rehire program for a classified employee of the Oregon City School District, Mr. Kenneth South. And moving on to treasurer's report, Mrs. Fruth.
All right. Thank you very much, Mrs. Molnar. In front of, in your packet, you should see the treasurer's report. It has a bright graph on it. Just a brief cover of the reports I sent to you earlier and should also be in your packet. The revenues, just highlight the largest variance was a timing difference, property tax allocation, which is really the homestead and rollback credits the state reimburses us for. We received them in August this year. Last year, we didn't get them until September, so that's the reason for the, 5.9% increase. It's just a timing difference. Expenditures, same kind of issue. August 2008, last August was a three-pay month, so of course our salaries look a little higher than last year. Last year, the three-pay month was in September, so that will wash itself out. Tonight is the night we approve the permanent appropriation measure. The back of it has the actual appropriation measure on it. The total district budget for fiscal year 19 is $57,035,609. We had encumbrances as of the end of last year of about $2.1 million, leaving the permanent appropriation measure at $54.9, which right under $55 million. Obviously, the largest, I did a little graph to show you obviously the general fund is, of course, the largest, spending, where we spend the most of our money out of. It's 82% of our entire budget. I wanted you to see out of the items, we have three funds that actually use voted levies. The general fund, it's probably half of the general fund. The bond fund, which of course paying off the rest of the debt on the building projects, and the permanent improvement fund. And between that's 91% of our total budget that we're actually using some tax monies for. The other are smaller funds. The food service fund has its own fund, of course, that's 2%, and then miscellaneous. And then state and federal grants together make up about 5% of the budget. So just to see what's going on. I had planned to do a review of how 2018 Lucas County revaluations will impact our revenue. But when I called Lucas County Auditor, they don't have our 2018 valuations ready yet. So I'd really prefer to actually see where we're going to come in after the reval, because it is time for the reval. So you can look forward to that next month. So unless there are questions, that is my report tonight. I didn't say much about the others, but it's the same reports as usual. So. Unless there are questions, that is my report. I did also include for the non-finance committee members the agenda from the finance committee, so you can just see the things we did discuss. Just so you're aware.
Motion to approve the treasurer's report.
We have a second, please.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
All right. Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. And moving on, we have Ms. Jennifer Conkle with a leadership report.